In some cases, the apple does fall far from the tree. Consider this. For the past 2 years, descendants of John D. Rockefeller have been fighting the industry that made him and them very wealthy individuals. Joining us now to discuss a recent article on the topic is Reeves Weideman, contributing editor at New York Magazine. Reeves, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
So your story is rich in irony. Rockefeller founded Standard Oil, which made him the wealthiest man alive. Then it was broken up into, among other companies, ExxonMobil. And now his great-great-grandchildren are some of Exxon's biggest adversaries. Tell us a bit about how the younger Rockefellers are fighting Exxon.
Well, sort of the more recent generations of Rockefellers have been concerned about the environment for a while. And then starting about a decade ago, a number of them sort of started to get the idea, you know, we could use our name, if this is an issue we care about, to kind of pressure Exxon, which is obviously the source of our family wealth, to confront climate change in a way that the company obviously hadn't for a long time. So over the past decade or so, they've done things like file shareholder resolutions, they've sort of held press conferences, they've divested from the company or tried to divest in certain cases. And then most recently, they funded these journalists, a group of journalists at Columbia University and then also the website Inside Climate News, to investigate what the fossil fuel industry knew about climate change decades ago internally. And those journalists dug up these documents that revealed essentially that Exxon scientists knew about climate change. They knew it was being caused by fossil fuels. They knew the potential impact was significant and potentially catastrophic. They told Exxon executives about that. And from there, the Exxon executives didn't exactly take that message to heart.
How is it that Rockefeller's descendants turned on the source of their own wealth? I mean, is there guilt involved here?
It depends who you talk to. Most of them deny that. It's hard for me to imagine that they don't see a little bit of kind of atoning for things or making some kind of amends. And some of them have, you know, one member of the family sort of said, you know, it's hard to sort of ignore the importance of what we're trying to undo here. And so while, you know, they will obviously say, you can't blame me for, you know, the bad things that my great-great-grandfather did. At the same time, it's clear that, you know, there's some level of that.
Now, some of the great-great-grandchildren just take the wealth and they enjoy it. Do you have a sense of why this group developed a liberal bent?
As many of us would. you know, the family's interesting. There's 270 family members
really?
Now. There are Republican Rockefellers. Obviously, Gerald Ford's vice president was a Rockefeller. Mm-hmm. There are liberal Rockefellers. So, you know, in any family, as anyone knows, like, you're going to have differences of opinion. Some members have sort of, the concern a lot of them have expressed is, you know, do you want to challenge the family legacy? Mm-hmm. And then do we want our name in the public? You know, this is kind of an old money family, and a lot of people would rather just kind of, you know, give their money to charity and put their name on buildings and then otherwise just kind of live their lives.
And some of them own Exxon stock, right?
Yeah. I don't know this for sure, but essentially almost anyone in the family does, because a lot of it is just tied up in these trusts that go back decades. And even if they wanted to get rid of it, they couldn't. So, you know, there is an element of attacking their own wealth.
Now, Exxon is striking back. It's countered that these younger Rockefellers are conspiring against the company by funding that investigative report. How is that counterclaim holding up in court?
Yeah, so the one thing that's sprung out of these reports is the two states' attorney generals, including Eric Schneiderman of New York, are investigating Exxon. Exxon has tried to push back on that. It's currently in federal court. They've essentially argued that the attorneys general are quashing their First Amendment right to sort of question the climate consensus. You know, I was in a recent court hearing where a federal judge seemed to be somewhat skeptical of the conspiracy claim, and it is a bit hard to imagine how, you know, a group of environmental activists is able to conspire against one of the largest companies in the world to attempt to bring it down. So the legal battle continues, and Exxon is sort of pushing this, and whatever happens, it's going to take a long time to sort of sort things out.
Now, not all of the Rockefeller offspring support the subversive campaign. What are family reunions like?
One thing about a lot of people in the family is they don't like to talk about intra-family drama, and there is one member of the family has basically spoken out publicly about this. When I asked some of the members who are sort of leading the campaign, they sort of said, you know, me and my cousin, we disagree about this, but we get along. So
Reeves Weideman is a contributing editor at New York Magazine and one of the authors of The Rockefellers Versus the Company That Made Them Rockefellers. Reeves, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.